Not a game. We talking about practice.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Buckle up for Kobe. Kobe Bryant just sucked the gravity out of the target center.
Not the game. We talking about practice, man.
That's it.
There is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.
And there you have it, folks. Welcome back to the Takeover Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Seekert, and it is another beautiful time to watch this podcast because we got another very special guest. I'm sure you saw the title of the video, but before we introduce Braxton, I got to give a shout out to the man that makes it happen behind the scenes. Sean DeVille.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, happy Wednesday. How you doing, my man?
Doing good.
Hockey's back?
Hockey is back. I'm excited. Pumped, ready for the season. It's been a little slow. I mean, we got like football, but football's only like once or twice a week, three times a week. You know, it's not as consistent.
Yeah.
I guess we got playoff baseball now, so that's fun.
Oh, yes.
Go Dodgers. The best time in sports.
It is. October is, you know, I did some soul searching. And you know what? October, I just realized, is probably, I think, the best month out of, like, all months for sports.
Yeah.
I think it is.
You got everything.
NBA starting.
Yep.
But real quick before we pivot, Sean and I, we're massive Sharks fans. Well, Sean's a bigger Sharks fan. I like the Sharks. I need to lock into hockey this year. But Sean, I want to keep this since the season just started. What is your final record prediction
for the Sharks?
And I want to look back on this and see how good you do.
Okay, there's 82 games.
Yep.
They're probably going to win. I predict like 35 wins.
Okay.
Maybe 33. A couple overtime losses, maybe like 10, 11.
Ouch.
And then losses itself, probably. I can't do math like that. What is that? 40 losses?
Oh, so you think we're going to take a massive leap? Because how many did we win last year?
We won like 20-something.
Oh, okay.
So it's not by much, but I think a couple more wins than last year.
So what?
I think there'll be improvement, but not by much.
So what, 32 and 50?
Yeah.
But what, there's some ties in there? So.
Yeah, like overtime losses go to another column because you get a point. So
32, 40, and 10.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Save it and book it, yeah.
Okay, you heard it here first. We're going to look back on that, see how you did, Sean.
Yeah.
But this is not an NHL podcast, nope. Nor is it an NHL episode, because I don't think Braxton Feeley plays in the NHL.
No.
No, he does not. And Sean, this is never about us. That's the thing.
Nope.
It's about the defensive tackle for the Boise State Broncos, Provo, Utah, Stand Up, as well as Tim View High School. How are we doing, Braxton Feeley?
Doing great. Thank you guys for having me.
Welcome to the show, man. How was your day?
Great. We got practice this morning, had a good practice. Then later on in the day, we had a good lift, but it's going great so far.
Okay. What'd you lift?
We did squat.
Good leg day.
Great leg day.
How much are you squatting nowadays?
Are we talking max or season squat?
Why not both?
Max, me and two other guys, we hit 600. And then in seasons, it's a little lighter, so we're, depending on the day, it's a varies from like 300 to 400 pounds.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot of weight. Okay, good on you. 600 pounds, and that's what, just one rep?
Like, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad we have you plugging the trenches, my man.
Sure.
but let's go back. You know, now we're talking about Braxton squatting now, but high school Braxton, how much was he squatting?
It depends what year, but it was around 315 to 405.
Okay. So what, like junior, senior year?
Yeah.
Okay. Tip View High School. Throughout your high school career, actually, you know what? Growing up, I'm talking young, little Braxton.
Mm-hmm.
Did you always want to be a defensive tackle, or what was the dream position?
It's hard to say because I played everywhere, really, when I was little. But when I got into high school, I started playing defensive end and D tackle, but I knew I wasn't going to be tall enough to play out on the outside, so I moved it inside.
Okay. And coach was just like, yeah, Braxton, we're just going to have you on the inside here.
Yep.
And did you accept that? Were you okay with it? Or
yes.
Like, okay.
I was.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, this is what it's going to be. Okay, so senior year of high school, you dominated, right? You absolutely were crushing it. What was, so we go finish high school, recruiting process comes around, you get some offers, and because Provo, Utah is where you're from, you get an offer from BYU.
Yes.
And you committed.
Yep.
What sold BYU to you at the time?
For me, at the time, it was close to home. And that's where all my family's from, so it just felt right, especially with me being LDS. It kind of fit like a glove until I did it.
Okay. And so pivoting there, then you decommit a few months later?
Yes.
Okay. And what made you want to reconsider your options?
That's a good question. I graduated high school early in December of 21, and I was graduating in 2022. And I wanted to start college early to get a head start, and Boise State had offered me, and I came out on my visit and kind of flipped to Boise State, and it all worked out.
Okay. So did you... I'm trying to think timeline here. Did you decommit from BYU, then go on the visit to Boise State?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So Boise State was like the ideal situation for you.
Yeah.
And was there something about the city of Boise that sold it to you? Or like, was it the culture? What was it?
It was both. The coaches that recruited me, they were great. A lot of them are still here. And then Boise also reminded me of kind of Salt Lake City, Provo, downtown Provo area. So it fit well.
Okay, gotcha. Maybe... So what, is Provo kind of like Boise or?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's not as, I would say Boise's more like its own city, whereas Provo, it's kind of, it's a valley in Utah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so for your freshman year, step on campus, putting the pads on, the blue and orange, the white and blue, the white and orange, whatever the combination is.
Yes, sir.
What was that first collegiate experience like? Were you just kind of like, oh, this is not like high school?
Yeah, for sure. It's completely different. The atmosphere's electric. It's nothing like it is in high school. It's more like a job, I would say, now, looking back. Yeah.
Because what, I mean, you're having, well, one, being a student on top of being the athlete.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you ever have any free time for anything?
A little bit here and there. So it's really tight, but when I can find it, it's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's, is during the season, like, let's say, like, fall camp to, like, December, is that probably, like, the tightest schedule you have?
Oh, yeah. It's tighter than you can imagine, but it's worth it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good, dude. Okay. So, in another life, Braxton, if you weren't a football player, what's the dream job?
Dream job... I would love to be a mechanic if football wasn't in the picture. That's where my dream job would be at.
Okay.
Sir.
So growing up, did you always like, were you always kind of like a little handyman or?
Yeah.
How'd that progress?
I just loved cars growing up. And I think as I grew older, I got the chance to kind of work on my family's cars, like whether we needed brakes done or stuff like that. And my parents, they let me experiment and it just kind of grew from there.
Okay. Kind of like your natural calling, I guess. So what, were you just kind of drawn to that, or was your dad kind of showing you the cars? What, do you remember like your first memory of being like, oh, this is sick, I love cars?
I think my first memory is my uncle. He was helping me. My mom's car wouldn't start and her starter was out, and he told me to grab a hammer and just hit the starter as I tried to start it, and it worked.
Uh-huh.
I was like, why does that work? Like, he's hitting the starter with the hammer. So I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know how it works, but it just does. And I think that's where it started.
And you're like, okay, I got to use a hammer. I got to hit stuff.
Yep.
I saw your truck. Are you a truck guy? Or are you kind of both?
Big truck guy.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Lifted, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got everything done to that truck.
Is there anything else you want to add to it?
Not right now. I think I've gotten pretty much everything you can do to it, other than it's not color matched, but...
Okay. Yeah. And for when you say color match, what does that mean?
So the base color of my truck is white, but there's black accents like the mirror or the grill. So just getting all that kind of stuff white, like that matches the base.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to just white it out.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could own two cars, besides the truck, what's your other sick car you'd want to own?
It would either be a classic car, old school, or a JDM car like a RX-7, a Supra, or a Skyline.
Okay. Sean, can you pull up that car for me?
Yeah.
Say that. What was that car again?
Let's do the Mazda RX-7.
Yeah.
Mazda RX-7.
They're like the Fast and Furious cars.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay.
GTR, yeah, I definitely want to see Skyline's those. Like what, what's his name?
Paul Walker?
Paul Walker drove.
RIP. Or,
yeah.
He also had a, he had every car, but he had a Supra too.
So what, Fast and Furious, is that your favorite series for movies?
Either that or Transformers.
Transformers is sick.
I love Transformers. Grew up watching that.
So there was kind of this debate going on in our group chat. I don't know if the boys are watching, but it was like at peak, like Pirates of the Caribbean or Transformers series. Like what would be
that's
the one?
That's a hard one.
That's a tough one.
It is.
But then you rewatch them, and then I think I have to lean towards Transformers.
That's how I am.
Peak.
The peak Transformers is great. The new ones are kind of iffy, but
yeah,
back in the day they were great.
And the same with the Pirates of the Caribbean too. I think once it hit like episode 4, I think they just kind of prolonged it a little bit.
Yeah, trying to make it like longer than it should be.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like, all right, let's
cut it off.
1 through 3, I thought that was like chef's kiss.
Top tier, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how Fast and Furious kind of was.
Yeah, what are they on now? Like 11?
Yeah.
10? Something like that.
Yeah.
They should cut off at 5.
Dude, yeah. Like how? Yeah. Like, aren't they trying to go to space now or something like that in Fast and Furious?
Driving their cars up there.
Yeah. It's like now they're like racing spaceships.
Yeah.
Okay, is that the
JDM? That's a Supra.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a Supra.
There's a Skyline. Do you like this body or do you like the older ones?
I like the older bodies, like the R32.
Yeah, R32 is my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. Those ones are cool.
And what paint job of choice? Would that be all white for you as well?
I would have, if I got an R32, I'd do midnight purple.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Really trying to go Fast and Furious. Wait, go down a little. Was that, wait, one more?
Yeah, that's.
Wait, no, right below that one, sorry. That. Is that the color? Or is that a little too purple?
It's like a lighter.
Yeah, it's like a lighter purple.
Okay.
He's talking like.
Ooh. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
It has like pearlescent on it. And
yeah.
It's my GTA like a
purple,
coming
like
out,
purple Gatorade color.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like
yeah, the deep purple.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw an RX-7 somewhere. Oh.
So growing up, did you like watching Cars, the Pixar movie?
Yeah, that was my favorite childhood movie growing up.
How did I know?
I had a little Cars TV my mom bought me. It was like Lightning McQueen with the, like the box was Lightning McQueen and then the screen was just a screen. It was cool.
Okay, yep. Let's go.
Big time Cars fan.
What were the side characters again? What was the Doc? Was that the car that like the best that never was or something like that?
Hudson?
It was like his whole mantra.
Doc Hudson.
Yeah. Doc Hudson, man. Oh man, robbed of so many Piston Cups.
I know. He did what in his cup?
Yeah. Oh shoot. Doc again? Okay. Well, that was a fun little side segment. Yeah, Cars, Tow Mater.
Sally.
Yeah. Also, what was the first one? It kind of cracked me up how he had like an agent. Remember, he was in like the back of his like big car.
Oh,
they were like
yeah,
on the road trip.
I don't think you ever see his agent, do you?
You don't.
But it's Ari Gold from Entourage.
It is. That's what, yeah. And it's kind of funny. Like looking back on that, I'm like, as a kid, you don't realize like who he's on the phone with, but like when now as an adult, I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny. He has like an adult being like, "You're the man, Lightning McQueen," and then at the end, he's like, "Oh yeah, you owe me my check" or something like that. Oh man, okay. Mechanic. Oh, actually, I got a mechanic question for you. What's like the hardest thing you've ever had to fix, or like one that gave you like the most trouble?
It was actually this last summer on my truck. Me and my dad. We had to fix my ball joints in my truck, and you got to take the wheel out, and then you got to like separate the upper and lower ball joints, and it's just a pain because it's like you got to have certain tools to take them out and then have certain tools to put them in. But it took us probably like 8 hours to do both sides in the front.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what, it was the ball joints of the car?
Yep.
What is that in the car? I'm not a car guy.
It's hard to explain, but it's part of like the alignment section of the truck. So like if you don't have those right, your tires are gonna rub off one way or the other.
Okay, Sean, you're the man. Is that it?
Yep, those two sections right there.
Okay.
They're such a pain to get out too.
So what, you gotta take the whole tire off?
You gotta take the tire off and then you gotta pull
tire off.
Yeah, you got to pull the actual like hub joint off. Oh, okay. And that's how you disconnect the ball joints.
Yeah, those things are... Oh, there's a better rusty one.
Yeah.
Oh. And so what, you have to replace those?
Yeah, you got to replace them so your tires can stay aligned.
Okay. Braxton, I'm going to hit you up if I ever have car troubles.
Sounds good.
I think so. My main guy moved to Europe, so I was like, I need a new car guy. Okay. All right. And that took you how long? 8 hours?
8 hours, yeah. It was my first time doing it, but it was worth it.
Did you know what you were doing at the time?
YouTube, baby.
You can never go wrong with that.
Never go wrong.
Yeah. What'd you search on YouTube? Just like, hey.
It's 2018 Ford F-150 ball joint replacement. Gets you right.
Some old guy in his driveway. Now here's how you take them apart. Braxton, talk to me about your wedding, my man. But most importantly, I do want to emphasize you chose Spencer Danielson.
Yep.
To be the officiant at your wedding.
Yes.
What made you choose Spencer?
It was kind of a joke at first. He knew we were getting married, and he was like, I've officiated weddings before. I can be your officiant. And I was like, really? And I was like, he's like, yeah, just let me know. I was like, all right, let's do it. And it was a joke at first, but as it got closer and closer, I was like, do you actually want to do this? Me and my wife got married in the temple in the morning and then had the civil ceremony in the afternoon.
Okay.
And that's where he did the whole ceremony, but it was great.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty big responsibility and a pretty big ask.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
I'm just curious, did your wife meet Spencer Danielson before this?
Yes,
she did. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. I just didn't know if it was kind of like, oh, yeah, are we doing this? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does Spencer Danielson mean to you, Braxton? Because, I mean, the officiant at the wedding, that's, you know, a big part of your life. So, I mean, yeah. Who's Spencer to you?
He's a great guy. He's more than just a head coach. He's like a father figure to a lot of people on the team. I mean, he changes all of our lives in ways that we may not understand yet. But I mean, he makes me a better husband, just seeing how he kind of leads and holds himself. He's awesome. Can't ask that man anything and he'll give you an answer. Yeah, he's great.
How did he do?
He did awesome.
Really?
It was great, yeah.
Okay. That's so cool.
It was perfect, yeah.
Did he crack any jokes or anything?
I don't think he did, no.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
I was going to say,
because
he seems like a funny guy if he wants to be,
uh-huh.
But I bet did he seem kind of nervous doing it?
Not really. I mean, he did a great job. He was stone cold.
Okay, yep. Ice cold, ice water in Danielson's veins.
Yep.
So, in a wedding, you have groomsmen, right?
Yeah.
You got your list of groomsmen.
Uh-huh.
Was there a bachelor party?
Yes, there was.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to one of the groomsmen's friends' houses. We had a great time.
Okay.
Yeah. He planned it, and it went well. It went great.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So I always like to ask. So there's, like, some stereotypes, like, with weddings, right?
Uh-huh.
So in every groomsman party, this is, like, the stereotypical, like, five guys you'll usually have.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if any of these lined up with your groomsmen that you had. So here's the stereotypes, just to paint you a picture.
Mm-hmm.
I looked this up. It said the five types of groomsmen at every wedding. There's the single guy.
Yep.
The party animal.
Yep.
Not being like too, like, but like making sure their shots lined up, or dripping sweat on the dance floor or something like that, the loudest. The married guy.
I didn't have that one.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The responsible guy.
Yep, there's that.
Probably the best man. Usually that falls under, or, you know.
Yeah, around there.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
And then the hopeless romantic. So kind of single, or like just got out of a relationship.
Yeah.
Still not over that one girl. Maybe might find love.
Yeah, there's those for sure. I had 15 groomsmen, so there was a whole line of them. Yeah.
15?
Uh-huh.
Okay, oh, then this makes it actually even more fun. So out of the 15, who was the party animal?
I would have to say Jake and Marco.
Notriani?
Yep.
I could see it.
Jake, Rip, and Marco Notriani.
Okay, haven't met Rip yet. Okay, I like that. The single guy?
That's a hard one. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus.
Oh, no, hey, it's okay to be single.
I would have to say there's probably three. Two, my boys from high school, E-Ryan, okay. Big Boy. There's actually a lot of them. Tano, and I'd say K-Kai and Mason Randolph.
Okay, yeah. Mace. He's got a girlfriend now, actually, doesn't he?
He does now. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, shout out Mace. Yep. Okay. He made it.
Made it
the,
out.
The married guy already.
We don't have a married guy in that 15.
No one was married?
Nope.
Okay. And then who was the responsible guy?
I'd have to go with my two cousins, Itano and Alema.
Okay.
They're the responsible ones, kept it all in line.
Yep. The rings, Fort Knox, can't get through, yeah. Right? Those rings are secure.
Yes.
Were either of them your best man?
Yes, Itano was.
Okay.
I had two best men.
Nice, okay.
Yeah.
And then the hopeless romantic, any one of them?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
That is a little tougher. I mean, I feel like that one's a little more niche because that could fall under the single guy.
Yeah, it could. That's what I was kind of thinking, single and the hopeless romantic.
Yeah, that could be combined. But, okay. Just that was like the fun little game I wanted to play about, you know, your typical like groomsman party. Usually it's kind of like.
Yeah.
Always one of those in there.
Yeah.
So was there 15 bridesmaids?
Yes, there was.
Wow.
It was a big line. In the civil wedding, though, we only had, I think, 7 people in the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was there 15 at the reception?
There was 15 in the reception. And then in the morning at the temple, they were all outside too.
Okay. Yeah. And was it the temple here in, was it temple here in Idaho?
It was in Utah.
Oh, in Utah.
Yeah.
Okay. Provo.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm putting all this together. This is making sense. Okay. So, we covered that. Okay. So Braxton. It's crazy you're already a senior.
It is.
But looking back on your junior year, that's really when your game just propelled to a new level,
mm-hmm.
noticeably. Was there anything you did different going into that year, or what do you think it was that really made your performance just absolutely skyrocket?
I have to say my coaches, they really poured into me that, you know, they believed in me and I can do what I have dreamed. Because I didn't really believe in myself. And it takes a lot, like, it means a lot when somebody else believes in you more than you believe in yourself. So I think my junior year, I realized, you know, I have a chance at doing something I've dreamed of since I was a kid. And that's when it kind of skyrocketed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicely done. I mean, you have what, 6.5 sacks?
I had 5.5 last year.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite sack so far in your career?
I would have to say it's either this year or last year versus Georgia Southern when I threw up the S. That was probably my favorite one. Cause
is that the S?
That's when I got recognized. And then this year versus App State, I got another one and did the celebration.
Dang it, I wasn't at that game.
It's all good.
Okay, I had to work.
Work demands.
Yeah. But hey, I got Saturday off this week.
There we go.
I'll be there.
We'll see you there.
So when you get a sack...
I'll do it.
Throw up the S.
Yep.
Section 123, just to let you know.
Sounds good.
Just, yeah, look that way.
Throw it up there.
Yeah. I'll be like, sir. So, phenomenal junior season. Experienced a ton,
mm-hmm.
right? First full year under Danielson, Ashton Genty, career highs in every category. And then in the offseason, you decide to hit the transfer portal.
Yep.
What made you want to keep your options open, Braxton?
It's a great question. Going into my last year, especially with a new face of room in our, a new face of plenty of people in our room, it was just kind of nerve-wracking. But as it went on, I got more and more, you could say, faithful or gained more trust and truth with the guys in that room. And it's all been great from then.
Was there like anything that made you want to come back? Was there like a selling point where you're like, you know what? Like, no, I need to come back to Boise State.
There was for sure. Just seeing the culture and the difference that Boise State has. I think it's important for everybody to know that Boise State does it better than anybody else does. So this is the place to be.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Coach Danielson gave you a call?
I actually called him.
Oh!
Yep. I was the one reaching back. Yeah. Oh. I'm just glad they took me back.
And was Spencer just like, well, well, well?
No, he was respectful about it.
Of course, yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Well, yeah, full circle moment, man. That's awesome. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm back.
Braxton Feeley, out of your entire career so far here at Boise State, what's been your favorite moment you've experienced?
Favorite moment, I would have to say, is last year's Mountain West Championship. It was great. We won. The stadium blew up like crazy. Everybody rushing the field, the goalposts coming down. I mean, you only see that on TV, so to see it in person was amazing. It was great.
I would say that was probably, like, I want to say top five moment in the state's history.
Yeah.
Confidently can say that.
Yeah.
I don't know the other top four off the top of my head. Maybe like the couple Fiesta Bowls.
Yeah.
But, I mean, goalposts in the river.
Crazy.
Dude. That is, and they were like cemented in. Yeah, those were like iron posts.
They were up there trying to get it down for about an hour.
Yeah. And as soon as they got down, we made sure, like, no, these are going in the Boise River.
Yeah, got it.
A little bit of controversy on Facebook from some of the Karens. They were like, wow, it's poisoning the river. Yeah, poisoning,
killing the fish.
Yeah, and we're like, well,
whatever.
Karen, this never happens. Yeah. So, like, we're going to experience it. But new goalposts look great. They can retract down easily.
Yeah.
In case or when it happens again.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, that's definitely an excellent moment.
Yeah.
Favorite thing you like to do outside of football when you have time, Braxton, other than fixing cars?
That's a good question. We've got a dog named my wife, so we love taking him to the park. His name's Jeter, like Derek Jeter.
Okay.
But he's a stud. We love him. Take him to the park, have a good time.
What made you want to name your dog Jeter?
My wife taught this baby how to swim. She used to teach kids how to swim when she was in high school, like the survival training.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a kid named Jeter, and it stuck.
And she was like, oh.
It's a good name.
I like this name.
Yeah.
What kind of dog?
Golden Retriever.
Oh.
Yeah. Perfect
cute.
Breed.
Yes. Yes, perfect. A lab, a retriever, a golden retriever named Jeter. What kind of rhymes? The retriever named Jeter. Is she is your wife a Yankees fan at all?
No, or she's
no?
not.
No, it's just the kid that she met. Okay. Because I'll say, I don't know, are you a baseball guy?
I'm not, no.
No? You an NFL guy?
A little bit, but not like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there like any defensive tackles that you watch film after that are in the league?
We watch a lot of film on a lot of D tackles in like in the film room.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got Fletcher Cox. Mm. Aaron Donald, obviously he's a
GOAT.
Hall of Fame. Yeah, GOAT, yeah. The greatest ever. Chris Jones. There's a lot of people out there.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite NFL player that you admire?
I love watching Aaron Donald and just like the history of like he is short.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do it all. So it just kind of reminds me that like you can do whatever you put your mind to, really.
Yeah. Height don't matter.
It doesn't.
Yeah, because what? 6'1"?
Yeah.
I think Aaron Donald was like, I want to say the same height.
Yeah, he's right around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, him in the NFL, like 14 and a half sacks from the interior.
Crazy.
What?
It's absurd.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sean.
Yes, sir.
What are your thoughts on Aaron Donald?
Aaron Donald?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to know. Like, I just don't really have many opinions on the NFL. I don't watch it a whole lot. Like, I'm more college on Saturday, and come Sunday, I'm kind of footballed out.
Okay.
After watching all day, I'm just kind of like, I'll watch like highlights and stuff, and you know, I know who wins and who doesn't. But
he's full hockey guy.
Yeah.
Full hockey. Oh I just, yeah.
I don't know. I love college football.
If
I'll
football,
watch that all day Saturday. If then Sunday comes around, I'm kind of footballed out.
Burned
what,
out.
What if the NFL was on ice?
Ooh.
You're like sold. Yeah. Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah. Basketball, or what's that?
Basketball?
No. That's basketball on ice. Yeah, I have no idea. Oh. But yeah, that would be cool.
That would be sick.
Maybe I'd turn some heads.
Braxton, favorite restaurant in Boise?
Ooh. I'm gonna have to go with Yoitomo.
All you can eat sushi.
It's perfect. love sushi, and it's all you can eat for $37. Yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah. Wait, really?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you can't beat that. No. Have you tried any other sushi joint?
We have not, no.
Dharma's a solid one.
I'm going to have to write that down after this.
That one's in Boise. Yeah.
It's like it's not as cat, or it's not as, like, I feel like Yoitomo is very, not very, but it's kind of like upscale.
Yeah.
Dharma's kind of like a quick in, quick out kind of thing.
Yeah. It's like, what do you want? Okay,
Shogun,
here you go.
Here you go.
Shogun Sushi off Federal. That one's pretty good. It's right down the street.
Yeah. A lot of good reviews there.
It's right by Fred Meyer down there.
I don't know if anyone else is doing the
no
all you can eat, though. I think Yoitomo's kind of got that locked down.
Yeah. When we go there, we rob them of their food.
They're just like, great.
Yeah. When they see us walk in, they need to start putting up pictures of us. Can't come in no more.
Yeah. Shut it down.
Yeah.
Put like, the yellow tape around the restaurant.
You got to pay double.
Yeah. So what? Who's your squad? Is it all the defensive linemen?
Yeah. All the D tackles will either go Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah, it's dangerous when you see us coming.
They're like, oh, man. The chefs are like, oh, jeez.
Sweating.
Oh, yeah. They're like, all right. Braxton's order. Okay, anything? What about, like, a best burger?
I'd have to say Wild Child. I love Wild Child. It's a great spot.
Great spot. I think who said that last time? Was it Ben Ford that has said that?
Maybe. Or was it Mason? Is it Mason?
I think Mason or Ben Ford had the same answer.
It's a great spot to eat.
And I like how the menu's kind of simple.
Yeah, it's simple. It just lays it all out there on the line.
Yeah, because I'm like, if I have a massive menu, I kind of panic.
Yeah, it takes forever to order, and then you order something you might not want.
Yeah, and then you're like,
Or you're like, what if I got that? I should have got that.
Yeah. Double the patty, always?
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I made that mistake, I think, my first time I was there.
Yeah.
It's good. Still good. Uh-huh. Not enough meat.
Yeah, too much sauce if you only get one patty.
Yeah. It's just kind of like the thinner patties.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, now I know.
Got to double up.
Yep.
It's best sweet potato fries, too.
I didn't get those. I do need to get those next time. Okay. I've been kind of sticking to like the regular fries.
Yeah.
With, I think, they're a fry sauce. Best tacos? Or Mexican food?
I haven't. There's a Mexican spot out in Nampa. Like towards Caldwell. It's kind of far, but I go there when I get my haircut. It's called, I think, Pantera Market. I think they're everywhere, but that specific location has a great taco spot.
Okay, Pantera Market. Uh-huh. Sean, write that down.
Yeah, I am. Okay. What's another one? There's Fiesta Chicken off of Overland. That place is pretty good. Or Los Gallos Tacos. They're downtown. They're open to like 3 a.m. That place is really good.
Same owners as Wild Child. Rosa.
Really?
Right next to Push and Pour off the Greenbelt, off 36th. Like literally touching Push and Pour right there. Mm-hmm. Very good tacos and also probably the best burrito I've had.
I'll have to give them a try.
They're pretty good. Those owners got it figured out.
Yeah.
And also they even got like frozen margaritas if you want it. I haven't tried them, but like go crazy if you want. most underrated restaurant you feel like doesn't get enough love here. A spot where you're like, wow.
I'd have to say, what's that spot up on Federal? It's right in between, I don't know. I think, I don't want to say Adelita's. Oh. I think it might be Adelita's. Is it?
I think you nailed it.
With
I think
that's it. It was like Christmas lights on the outside. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think it's Adelita's. Yeah.
I've never been there.
Yeah, that spot's great. Great Mexican feud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mexican feud. I'm like, wait, they're fighting?
No, I'd have to say that's a great Mexican spot too. They have great tacos as well.
Okay, I need to go there.
Yeah, it's close to here.
Okay.
Yeah.
How late are they open till?
I'm not sure. I want to say maybe 10:30.
8:10. Okay.
I can look it up.
I'm trying not to eat past 8 o'clock. I'm trying to get a six pack. I'm doing the opposite of what you're doing.
Yeah. Trying to eat light.
I'm trying to, trying to eat good, eat light.
12 a.m.
Oh.
Okay. Wait. Oh, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. Do they have, I don't even know if I want to ask because I might go. Do they have birria tacos?
Yes, they do. That's what I get every time. Yep. Right there.
Oh,
they're dangerous.
That's
too.
The perfect shell too. If it's like an orange.
Yeah.
Oh, and they got the dipping. Oh no. Okay.
I'll hide this. You can't.
Yeah. Get it out. Close it out. Jeez. Okay.
Do you have any favorite movies, Braxton?
Favorite movie.
Other than Are you cars. A big movie guy? Or yeah.
Or Fast and Furious. Yeah. Cars are not involved. Yeah. he goes, nothing.
I don't know. I haven't really.
Are you not like just not a big movie guy?
Yeah, not really.
TV shows?
Not a big TV show guy. I'll just really watch what seems entertaining.
I'm kind of with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be like live sports, but it's like, I feel like TV shows are such a commitment nowadays.
Yeah. They're so long.
And yeah. And people are like, you got to get through the first season.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I don't want to do that.
The first season, like, I want to be hooked. 30 episodes. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be hooked out of the gate. I can't sit around while.
I think it's because they just, like you said, it's so long and time consuming, but
yeah.
They also don't drop like they, you know, everyone used to wait around for Thursday at 8 p.m. to watch this show. And now it's all streaming, and I think they kind of ruined TV a little bit.
The closest experience I got to that, again, was Severance.
Oh, yeah, they did that.
That TV show that I was kind of, like, this last winter. Mm-hmm. Like, they were kind of slowly releasing the episodes.
Yeah.
Very, very good show, by the way, if you haven't seen it.
I have it.
Okay. And it's a good show where you'll be hooked immediately.
Okay.
You don't have to get through the first season. Yeah.
So I'm gonna watch 3 hours of it together. Yeah.
I don't know if your wife's seen it. Is she like movies or TV shows? Maybe.
Not really. No. She's more like a Gilmore Girls, those type of shows, kind of.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Oh, she's got me on Dancing with the Stars every Tuesday night.
Dude, I am hearing it as well, and I'm just like, I don't. I'm at work, and the girls I work with are like, oh, did you hear about, what'd you think of so-and-so's performance? Yeah, I'm like,
I didn't watch.
Oh, and then like, it was the same thing with Love Island. I think now that Love Island's done, they're on to that.
Yeah. That's the next one.
It's a lot, but I mean, it's kind of fun with the Love Island.
I think if you kinda have good. A significant other, it's a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah.
That's it.
For single guys like us, I don't think I can.
I'm just going to go play NCAA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go play college football.
Yeah. Do you play video games?
I'm a big Call of Duty guy.
Okay.
I love Black Ops, yeah.
I'm so glad you said that. So, there's kind of some competition now with Call of Duty, the new Battlefield 6.
Oh.
Did you play the beta?
I have not, no.
Dude, I think Battlefield's back.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, I might have to go play it.
Dude. I'm kind of a Battlefield guy. Yeah. I do love a good Call of Duty, but I think this is like, they finally were like, all right, this is going to make or break our franchise.
Yeah.
They nailed it.
Really?
It's great. It's back to modern. The maps are big, not too big. You can drive all the vehicles. The destruction's good.
No more wall jumping.
No more wall jumping. It's not 2042.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
I might have to give it a try.
And I think it's coming out soon, I want to say.
Yeah, it's like October.
Sean, can you look up the release date for me so I can get excited?
Yeah.
And not stay hungry?
October 10th. 2 days, Friday.
Close.
Yeah, it's here. Braxton, lock in. Lock into that.
I might have to.
Do you play college football at all?
I do, yes. I'm not really good at it like a lot of the football players are.
Who's just the best for fun. On the team?
Don't say Breezy.
I don't know. I have no idea who it is.
Okay.
Last year, I think our team won, so I'd have to probably say, I think Latrell might be the best. I'm not sure, though.
Okay.
But it's one of the wide receivers for sure.
Okay.
Wide receiver or DB.
I played Breezy, I think, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. That video's coming soon for everyone watching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a whole video.
I gave him number one Texas, too.
Dang.
Couldn't beat me. I was South Carolina. Lenora Sellers is fun, but, dude.
Yeah, Latrell, he was next. Blaming.
Don't get comfortable.
What was he blaming? He was, like, blaming something.
He was
making excuses.
He he was, like, I don't think it was anything crazy. He was just, like, he threw an interception. He's like, that's a catch in real life. Like,
stuff like that.
Yeah, just like, no, okay, so yeah, a DB would never do that or something like that. But yeah, video's coming soon. Latrell, you're next. Well, Braxton, I think it's been 40 minutes.
On the dot. It's 40 minutes exactly.
Really?
Right now.
Time flies, man.
It does. When you're having a good time, flies.
Yeah. Senior at Boise State. You graduate soon.
It flies by.
Excited? Like
I was here just yesterday. I am.
Sentimental a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Football could be coming to an end. I'm glad school's coming to an end, though.
Yes.
I'm tired of that.
I bet. One message for Bronco Nation.
Just say to Bronco Nation, we appreciate all the love that you guys give us. Keep supporting, and we're going to keep giving you guys our best. But we appreciate all that you guys do and all the time you guys sacrifice to come watch us play. So keep it up.
And I wanted to ask you, we don't have to talk about the Notre Dame game, mm-hmm. but just the experience of being in that stadium and checking out the campus, what was that like?
It was awesome. We didn't really get to like tour the campus, but it was still cool to see, you know, the historical parts of all that Notre Dame had. Mm-hmm. Their stadium was awesome. It felt like it was kind of wide open, held around 80,000, I want to say, but it was electric. It was
a lot of Broncos great. There too.
There was a lot of Broncos. Bronco Nation traveled out to that game.
I was gonna say, speaking of the shout out, they were. I think there was an angle on TV where it was like, I want to say like
a whole blue
whole section of like yeah. half the stadium. I was like, okay.
Yeah, they did great.
But yeah, thanks for taking the time, Braxton. Really appreciate you, man. Best of luck to the rest of the season, and you as well individually in life, wherever that takes you. Hopefully the NFL, right?
Hopefully.
Okay. It will.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. This was episode 164. Sean, any final remarks?
Yeah, there's a birthday in the house. Right?
You are correct. I'm so glad you brought this up. Folks, for anyone that's been a subscriber or watching this podcast, it is the Takeover Sports Podcast 6th year anniversary. 6 years old.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it? Yeah, it's 2025. Yeah, 6 years old.
Wow. That's, yeah. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Flip the script. Let's interview you. How do you feel
about that? It has, one, flown by. And I think for how long I've been doing this and to see how far it's come, it's pretty sweet. Yeah. Because we started in the fishbowl in the rec building.
Okay.
Like that little radio, the Pulse radio booth.
Yeah.
And it was me and a coworker, James. His name was James. We were just talking about sports, like NFL, NBA. It was just kind of like a sports talk show. And then a couple years go by, or actually COVID hit, shut it down for a little bit. Found Roberto, who's the studio manager. He wasn't here tonight. He's I think, at home.
Yeah.
Shout out Roberto. Found him. I was working at the hotel. He's like, hey, I got this podcast studio. I come work for him for a little bit, start running the podcast back, still a sports talk show. And I think fast forward to like 2022, I bring on Tyler Crow and Isaiah Banya. Mm-hmm. And I think I got like 1,000.1 views on YouTube. Dang. And I was like, oh, okay.
Somewhere with it.
So,
yeah.
Something to note.
Yeah.
That was fun. Something to note. But then we go back to like talking sports, and then we bring back two more guests. Because Keaton Davis was my co-host for a little bit.
Okay.
The operations coordinator. Yeah. He was my co-host for a little bit. And we bring in quarterback Taylen Green and this freshman running back. You may have heard of him, Ashton Gentry.
Yep. Heard of him.
Yeah. And
doesn't he play on Sundays now?
I don't watch
NFL, so like.
Yeah. he does. And he's really good at his job.
Yeah.
He is.
So. Yeah, we interviewed them, and then same pop, crazy pop in numbers. And we're like, oh, so I think we're going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
I think we found the niche. And so we've just been doing this. I can't remember what that episode number was. I want to say it was like 124, I think, is with Taylen and Ashton. And then
now it's what, 160?
And then I brought in Ashton again with Tyler Crow. That was really good. That one popped, and I was like, all right, like we're just going to do this. Then it was JFR, Jonah Dalmas. I can't remember the order after that. But
Ahmed.
Yep, Ahmed.
Oh.
Wait, can I rattle this off? It was Ahmed, and then it was, I think, Tubner.
No. Before that, remember it was Mikey, Big Mike.
Oh, Callahan. Yeah, okay, yeah, Big Mike. It was Callahan, and then I think it was Tubner. Sheldon Newton.
Maybe. Yeah.
Cage Casey and Matt Lauder.
Yep.
Oh no.
There's been so many. It's
there has. And then I think it was Latrell Caples, Jaden Virgin Morgan, Maddox Madsen.
Breezy.
Okay. And then I think I lose track after that, I'll be honest. But then fast forward to episode 164, and we're 6 years old, and we're talking to Braxton Feeley.
Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
Provo hometown hero. Soon to be superstar defensive tackle in the NFL, or an absolute all-pro mechanic. Can't go wrong with either one.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up. I don't want to keep you guys too long. Make sure to like the video, subscribe. It really goes a long way. It doesn't take too much effort. I really appreciate it. Comment below your thoughts. I'll also put Braxton's NIL fund link in the description if you want to get him all of the Wild Child burgers he desires and Yoitomo sushi and maybe even a new car. If anyone's feeling really generous.
No, he can white out his car now.
Yeah, maybe a little detail money as well. Yeah. But yeah, make sure to check that out. That'd be awesome. Support him. And check out the merch. There's a merch link as well. And
that link doesn't work right now. I need to fix it.
Okay. Well, actually, by the time this episode drops, that link will be good. And that is all. Go Dodgers. Appreciate y'all. 164, 165 will be next time, and we'll see you then. Peace.